With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hello, everyone.
Good morning.
And welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only,
your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, everyone. And what a week it has been.
What a week.
So much news.
So much has happened.
Yeah. So
why don't you tell everybody what that is?
Well, so announcement, everyone. Moo Moo's is not going to be here next week.
Oh, right. I'm actually taking that trip.
Yeah. He is going to Los Angeles.
Yeah. I'm taking a flight over to LA for the week during Grammys weekend. So who knows what I'll get into.
Yeah. So we won't be talking about the Grammys.
Right.
But Moo Moo's will be reporting live from the Mandy Moore residency.
Yes, I will. Front row at the Mandy Moore.
In the City of Angels.
Intimate residency with friends. Yes. Looking forward to it. Yeah, I'll have a lot to talk about, assuming I make it back.
Yeah, well.
I don't love to fly, so we're just going to get over that.
Yeah, you should probably get over that. Yeah, so it's been a week. So Moo Moo's is leaving next week.
Yeah.
But don't you worry. We are recording in advance a very special deep dive for all of you. Soon to be announced.
Very soon.
Yeah. Well, some people won't be shocked by what it is.
No. But it's timely.
And I will say, Brad, it was his idea.
Yes.
Even though it's very...
It should be a national holiday as far as marking the anniversary. We can give you one hint. It is on an anniversary, a 10-year anniversary.
Yeah, so go Google.
Yeah, go Google. January 2010.
Queens of Pop on... Queens of Pop that released in January 2010. Yeah, it's been a week. So piggybacking.
You've been busy.
Yeah. So last week, you know, the rare songstress herself, I got to art direct a little shoot.
It was so cute.
It is kind of cute.
I mean, honestly, one of those Polaroids is perfectly primed for a rare side B album cover.
Yes. So I got to do a little shoot at Fallon with Selena Gomez. And two of the photos could literally be an album cover.
Did she smell nice?
Wasn't that
okay?
Near?
Well, I was 7 years ago, so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was in the room with her, but like I didn't, it wasn't overwhelming. There was nothing.
Yeah.
But she's really nice.
She's super sweet.
And she's really funny. And I was like, okay, I think, I mean, I stan people you know.
Yes.
Such a bop.
It is. I'm really enjoying the album.
Yeah. And she had a really good sense of humor and her interview was really good.
It was. And she teased that there's a new song already in the works called Boyfriend.
Oh, oh, ha. Hey, how long? Could you imagine
featuring
she's covered
Ashley?
Ashley's.
Oh my God.
But like a breathy.
Yeah, like a breathy
pop.
Trap house ASMR boyfriend.
Didn't steal your boyfriend. New single coming soon.
Ready for it.
Yeah, so that happened. And
that did happen.
You know, I'm sure that someone out there is going to be like, oh my God, T. Kyle's a sellout.
And what? Like, why?
Well, because we were like shading her dancing like two weeks ago.
Well,
I was.
You know what? But that's okay.
It's, you know, we're objective.
Right.
This is what I have to say to that. You all know who my fave is. Yeah. I am on record in an episode titled 2013 where I'm straight up saying that Britney Spears does not sing her own album. So.
Right. Sometimes we say things that are hard to hear, but the truth.
Literally, that album is hard to hear.
Yeah.
Britney Joan.
We don't have to go there.
We already did. Listen to the Britney podcast episode.
Yeah, one episode of therapy we'll never have to revisit again. But it's actually a very good episode.
I love revisiting that episode.
Yeah.
Anyway. So that was my week. And then your week was?
Booking a plane ticket and preparing to go all the way to LA. So if you're a listener out there, I'll see you there. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know about that. But if I were to yeah, I'll do a meetup at like the Grove where 7 people will show up.
You can all take shirtless selfie pics in the mirror with Moomoo's.
$2,500.
Yeah.
It's a bargain.
All right. Well, enough about us.
Enough about
us. This is not about us. This is a place for legends. Okay. Well, you know, cue music that I haven't created yet, but 24/7 R9 watch. There is very few updates.
No, it's few and far between. However, a radio station claimed that a rep for Rihanna's team issued a statement saying that despite what he said, Shaggy was not asked to audition for the album. Why would he be asked? Because he's well established. However, I guess it just didn't work out that he didn't maybe fit the vibe of the album or whatever. And they said the album's coming soon, all this stuff. I mean, it was in quotes and it was from a radio station in Jamaica, but I still feel like the rep like said more than a rep would say. So I'm not sure if that was a real thing, but anyway, that made headlines. So it was
cool.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. So that's, you know, Shaggy's still not on the album.
Yeah. It wasn't him.
But the bigger news
is the Fenty Valentine collection.
Well, that.
Oh wait, I see this other note, which, because I didn't know this even happened.
So, yes, Rihanna and her billionaire boyfriend have parted ways after 3 years together.
Okay, I had no idea Rihanna had a boyfriend for 3 years.
Yeah, so she notoriously kept it very secret. His name is Hassan Jameel, and they... Do you remember there was a picture set that went viral because they were, like, making out in the pool together?
Oh, I didn't know that was a boyfriend, though.
Yeah. They just, you know, they made very rare appearances, sometimes some date nights in New York and whatever, but they didn't do the red carpets. They didn't do award show appearances together, which honestly is kind of how you keep your man in Hollywood. Like, keep him a secret.
Right. They're not props.
Exactly.
Like other people do.
Right. Oh. Well.
I'll leave that to the imagination. Continue.
Oh, you said. Anyway.
What?
I thought you were talking about Sean. Anyway, that's a whole other...
This is a place for legends.
This is a place
okay,
for legends.
Continue
Rihanna,
talking about Rihanna.
Rihanna is now single, and presumably that means that she's finally getting started on the album because she has no time for a man. That's what everyone's interpreting as.
Well, know what she has plenty of time for? Fenty Beauty.
She sure does.
We have a new promo shoot and product line.
Yeah.
Now, the photos were fierce.
The photos are so good.
New lingerie.
Yes. This is her Fenty X Savage collection for Valentine's Day. So it's, you know, heart themed kind of. Or
yeah.
Pink. Red.
Red. Loud era.
Loud era.
Theme.
Clearly evoking 2010. Yeah, the pictures are really good. She looks amazing. But it was also sort of like, can you just start doing this for music? You know, we stan, and when she releases the highlighters and the glitters and then the bronzer and then the foundation part 3, maybe we'll get a single.
Maybe. Maybe so.
Maybe.
One day, 24/7 R9 watch will be over.
It
just
will.
Like Mariah watch was over.
It's true. Our long, hard national nightmare remains going
strong. And you
know
what? When we did the Mariah watch, it happened. So it's just only a matter of time.
This is just manifesting.
Yeah.
Our energy.
Well, speaking of product lines from Queens of Pop who are refusing to put out music right now, the legend Beyoncé just released her new Ivy Park collection via orange boxes.
Via closets. Orange striped Adidas boxes. And slowly it became clear that literally every celebrity got this package in the mail. I think there were different sizes. I think there was like a locker size one and then like the giant wardrobe one that like Reese Witherspoon had. She also sent to Kelly and Michelle, which I was like...
Iconic.
I would hope that that she automatically sends them things always. But yeah, so I feel like the most viral one might have been Reese's.
Uh-huh.
Because she was in full embarrassing TikTok mom mode.
It's not embarrassing.
No.
She's a sweetheart.
She is a sweetheart. Oh my God. Stan forever. But
I just loved all the tweets that were like, we need to protect Reese at all costs because she's the only white woman that Beyonce is like in her circle. In the
kind
beehive.
Of true. Kind of true. Yeah.
So we stan.
Yeah. It went to like, who did I see got it? Like Zendaya, Michelle and Kelly. Who else? Laverne Cox got it. Oh, Diplo did get it, but that makes sense. They collabed.
Mm-hmm. But it's kind of it's a fun marketing campaign.
Yeah, it's great. It's so huge that, you know, everyone feels compelled to share it on social media.
The promo videos were fierce.
They were. Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yep, she stars
Beyonce, like, strutting in.
Yes.
They were very TikTok-esque.
They were. Perfect for a TikTok. Mm-hmm.
The impact.
Yeah. So, Reese's, if you haven't seen it, check it out. She, great acting.
Yeah.
Wonderful acting.
Her like mom wheels it up the driveway. Yeah. So cute.
She dances to
Innocent
formation.
Innocent
angel.
Well, now on to music news, because
some people are putting out music.
While we love our products, shout out to the Brintimate collection.
Oh, I thought I was wearing the sweatpants, but I'm not.
Shaking right now because Ivy Park is...
I know.
You know.
Yeah.
And Fenty Beauty lingerie is
shaking in a warehouse somewhere, stored away because it was canceled after a year.
Right. Discontinued. Brinteresting.
God.
I can't even think of another word that is like... I was going to say brand-sold, but that's not...
It's on Briatus. It's fine.
Broverstock.com. Brebay. No. All right, we have to stop.
We have to stop.
Music news. So, big announcement this week.
Yes.
In the land of... how does the theme song go? It's like...
And that was your first exclusive preview.
Yes, that was the demo of Billie Eilish's new
007 theme song. Give it up for her.
Oh my God,
she sounded amazing on that.
We should do like, what would GoldenEye sound like? Or not GoldenEye, that's whatever. 007 sound like
right.
If it was different pop queens.
Oh, we really should. Oh my God.
all right.
Look what you made me shoot. Look what you made me shoot.
Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Paris Hilton's would be yeah.
They really should all give it a go.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Right. Oh yeah.
I mean,
I got
it's
lost.
Kind of exciting.
Oh, it's very exciting.
Because I feel like the theme songs are usually like darker and you know, justice for Lana because her version should have been
totally. I think there was some negative backlash at first because I think a lot of people wanted Lana, which fair, and I would love.
I mean, her version's out 24.
Exactly.
I mean, wait.
Yeah.
Let me rewind.
Right. Right.
Isn't it rumored that was going to be?
I think it might have been rumored, but I don't.
It
think
sounds
that was ever.
Like a Bond.
It sounds like
song.
A Bond song.
So we basically have it. It just didn't get.
Yes, I think they would write, you know, I think one day the day may come. Who knows? It's just, it's like written in the stars, destiny, that she should be doing a Bond theme and also just more soundtrack songs in general. And then there was heavily rumored Dua Lipa was supposed to do it, which...
That, we stan, but like...
Yeah. But then she actually did that one for... But she ended up doing that song, Swan Song, for Alita, Battle Angel, like that song. So that kind of was probably her like Bond theme song.
Hmm.
And now, I don't think this is a surprising pick necessarily.
No.
I think it fits. Oh, I think my shirt's on backwards. That's fine.
Oh. Okay. Cool.
And, you know, I think this will be good for like... this is probably strategic, introduce Gen Z to Bond. You have to start that whole new generation knowing who James Bond is. So that's good. And yeah.
I mean, do we have to introduce...
Like, no, I don't.
Kids these days, let me tell you this.
Let me tell you something about these TikTok shits.
You know what these kids these days don't have that we did? Mm. 007, GoldenEye
for N64.
It will never get better than that.
Never.
What we need is not more Bond movies. What we need is for fucking Nintendo to remake GoldenEye 007 for the Switch now.
Absolutely.
And
God,
just
memories.
Do it. It's so good. The amount of fights that I've been in with the neighbors and my siblings because of GoldenEye.
Absolutely.
The kids these days just don't know.
No.
They just subtweet each other.
No, that was the only way I could communicate with straight people, was just playing that game with the other boys in class. That's all I knew.
Right? Oh my God. One time I definitely got punched in the face from my brother because he thought that we were like camping him.
And you were.
You know what that means?
Well, I do.
Oh yeah, because you're a gamer. Yeah, Brad's a gamer. It's basically when like a group of people like team up on one other person and it's kind of like unfair.
Yeah, gang up on somebody.
So what you used to do is you'd play and it'd be all four screens in one screen. So you could kind of cheat by like looking and seeing where the other person was.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it just caused a lot of problems.
Yeah, a lot of internal drama.
Well, that's, you know, you're a bad guy.
I mean, that certainly fits.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. I'm happy for her. It'll introduce a whole new generation to James Bond just as they wanted. Yeah. There you go.
Well, I don't know if they wanted that.
I think they do. You have to keep the franchise fresh.
When are they going to make James Bond a woman?
That is like a headline every week. I don't think they're going to do that. They like barely, they always cling on to the ones they have for like years.
And that's why we don't stan.
We don't stan.
What was the, what was the girl in 007? The one that was like, oh, Mayday. Queen.
Oh yeah, Queen of Pop, Mayday.
And then also the one with the short bob with the, what was her name?
Octopussy? No.
No. They would not call it a
yes.
Woman.
That's the name of one.
In the Nintendo game?
In the James Bond franchise, the whole
like the polygon models, it was like cone tits. Like, you know what I mean? Like the old Lara Croft.
Yeah, the 1983 movie Octopussy.
Okay, well she definitely wasn't in the N64 game. All right, well, anyway.
She should be a queen of pop, though.
Well, to me, she is. Also, they just need a female James Bond lead.
Oh, yeah, they do. I say Nicole Scherzinger. Honestly, kind of.
Oh,
I said
God.
It really fast because I was thinking of Octopussy and the Pussycat Dolls. But now I actually think it has to be someone who has like a badass attitude.
Can sing.
Christina.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Someone who can sing, wear heels.
I would give all the money for Christina as James Bond. Tina.
Yeah. Bontina. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh.
Throws the Molotov cocktail into the closet.
And it explodes into pink dust like in Your Body video.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
anyway, we're,
you know, we're giving away too many free ideas.
Too many free
That's
ideas.
That's not why we're here. Today.
That's actually why I'm going to Hollywood, is I'm pitching this at a major studio.
Oh.
Bontina.
Speaking of Billie Eilish, and something that we're not going to be talking about next week, so we'll talk about it now in advance.
We can predict it. We predict the Grammys and see how accurate we are.
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Billie Eilish was named as one of the performers at the Grammys.
See, I don't, and I can't say for sure what she'll perform. Like, it could, obviously, Bad Guy would be,
I feel like that's going to be Bad Guy.
But I don't know. What if she does, like, that she starts a new chapter here with, like, a different song?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to still say Bad Guy.
Like, she pulls a Britney and does Slave for You before it gets released.
You know, some, or just a different song on the album. I mean, she's, like, on the she's definitely on the tail end of promoting the album. She already released a new song that wasn't on the album. So it's like she could do a new song.
Isn't she nominated for Best New Artist?
Yeah.
All right. So she's got to show the girls.
Yeah.
Why she's there. So yeah. I'm excited.
So it might be the most obvious song to be like, this is why I'm here. Mm-hmm. Like the one that you know. Maybe.
It'll be
8-minute career retrospective.
Lashing around with a stuffed snake.
A stuffed snake.
Yeah, so Billy is one of them.
Okay.
Now, so there's also a list of some other legends.
Yep.
Demi Lovato.
That's going to be a huge moment.
Now, isn't this kind of her comeback?
This is absolutely her comeback. She posted, as you know, this means it's real. She posted like a black square on Instagram and said, the next time you see me, I'll be singing.
I'm excited.
So this is the first time she'll be speaking out in any way since the news of the overdose and all of that since 2018, I believe. So this is a huge moment for her. And she's also doing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. So she's got a lot lined up.
I'm excited for Demi.
I've heard that, well, it's not exclusive or anything, but like the reports are that the album's coming first half of 2020.
Ooh.
And I'm assuming she's about to address everything that's happened in the past few years.
Right.
Yeah, I'm excited for her. She's been quiet, which means she's been working. So this is all coming out now.
Do we think she's going to do a new song?
I think absolutely a new song.
Same.
She's not going to perform sober. So it'll have to be new. And I think it'll be...
Like she can't do Cool for the Summer.
No, but we would stand.
Imagine
if she was just like, nothing's happened.
Yeah.
Just Cool for the Summer.
Don't tell your mother.
Yeah. I'm going to guess. My guess is new ballad addressing the situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guess. I don't think up-tempo. I don't think anything fun.
No, she's going to have... as I can't find the words, the irony. She's going to make a statement.
Yes.
I feel she needs to make a statement.
Skyscraper Part 2. It gets taller.
Oh. You know, I will say this about Demi. She can fucking sing.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, live is not going to be a problem, whatever it is.
I would be so happy to see her come out and just fucking slay a ballad.
Just wail.
And then be like, F the haters.
Yeah, it's definitely going to happen, I think.
Poot who?
Exactly.
Has she come around to Poot yet?
I don't think. I think that was not.
Yeah.
You know, just like Dua came around to Dua Peep. I think you just gotta kind of accept it after a while. If you embrace the joke.
She's a sensitive girl, and that's okay.
That's okay. But, you know, I just wish I could tell them, because easier said than done, but if you embrace the joke and take it on, it takes away their power. So, like,
yeah.
Take
on
Poot.
And it becomes so much funnier.
Right.
Well, I hope.
Yeah, or you just kill the joke for the people who are being mean to you, because then it's like, no, she's in on it too, so.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. It's okay, though.
Dua Peep, Poot.
Exactly.
Moomoos.
Now that she... Now that she said Dua Peep on Tonight Show. Clown.
Oh. I thought... Right, like
I thought you were just clown emoji.
Yeah, you sitting there with your red hair, I'm the clown. Yeah, you are. Like, literally, yeah. I'm just Chucky. Like,
right. There was
whatever.
Yeah.
That's not as cool, though.
No, I guess not. You just have to get canceled again. We'll try and find a better name when during.
Find something. Whatever. Skinny Legend. Just call me Skinny Legend.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well.
Who else is coming to the show?
The Jonas Brothers are also performing.
Okay, so I think it's a complete recreation of the music video.
Oh, yeah. The What a Man Gotta
What
Do.
What a Man Gotta Do.
Dun, 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 dun.
Now, we definitely know they're performing that from, I mean, obviously. Unless they could medley it a little
bit. Year 3000.
They could definitely do Year 3000
could
into
you imagine?
Sucker into this new song. I could see that, too.
Oh, yeah. They could do a little bit of Sucker.
Yeah. Because they could be like, here's why we're here, and then here's what's next. They could do some of that. But I think they could even recreate if the wives are game for it, which they certainly seem to be.
Oh, that could be fun.
Yeah.
Have them perform.
Yeah, do the little bop-beat-bop dance that they do.
Have we discussed on here that Priyanka is a former queen of pop?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think we have.
I don't know if we've actually said it on here, but...
We might not have.
But we have discussed at some point privately that she dropped some bops.
Yeah.
She wants to be on that stage. She wants to do that.
What is the one? Let me find it.
She did one. Wasn't it one with like Red One?
She has the song with Will I Am.
Right.
Which is a bop. It's called In My City. And I stanned this before I knew it was Priyanka. And I was like, oh, she's like extremely famous.
Right.
But it's so good.
And then there was one exotic.
She's serving looks.
With Pitbull. Mm-hmm. That one I also remember.
She's serving choreo. She is serving hair.
Uh-huh.
She is, yeah. So she's.
She's up there. She could be up there.
And she's extremely famous.
What did you think? Well, we haven't even talked about the music video, as you are the Jonas Brothers stan.
Well, there was the 2-second shot of Joe in his underwear.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I posted my Instagram story and I was just like, the flavor.
The flavor. Oh my God, it's so real. Like.
And people were responding with the crying laughing emoji. So I'm glad that I could give you a little
thanks
joy.
Thanks for your support. Yep.
But yeah, I mean, I think they're just having fun. So it's like.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that they did the wives again.
Yeah.
But you know what? There is such like a natural joy to that whole mm-hmm. thing that it's like, okay. It's the Jonas family kind of now. It's like not quite Brady Bunch, but it's kind of like now you kind of know all the characters and their
worlds.
Yeah. So.
And I will say, and I don't know if I said this on here either, but when I saw the Jonas Brothers in the summer.
Yeah.
Sophie and Priyanka were like jamming out at the concert in the VIP lounge. So I'm like, I mean, isn't that the goal? Like,
totally.
Wouldn't you want your partner to like love and stan you?
Honestly.
Wow. What's that like?
What, having a partner?
Can't relate. Oh my God. Having people who stan what you do. Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Well, anyway. We love the Jonas. Well, I love the Jonas Brothers. So
yeah, I like them.
You have no choice.
I have no choice but to stan.
Yeah. So moving down the list,
mm-hmm.
we also have Rosalia.
Rosalia. I don't know what she'll do at all, but it would be amazing if they just do Con Altura, and they mm-hmm. just—I don't even know if Balvin's performing, but it would be great if they did that. Or she'll just do one of her incredible, like, artistic flamenco moments.
Yeah.
With heavy choreography.
Is this her U.S. award show debut? She did the EMAs.
She did the EMAs. This
might be.
Unless she did the AMAs and I'm not remembering.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. So it might be.
Yeah. This will be a big moment for her.
It's time.
It is time. And it'll either be one of the songs, or she could also pull a little stunt and do something new too, because she's been working with literally everyone, Billy included. She's worked with Pharrell, like all these people. Like, she's probably lining up a crazy album that's coming. Like, as I've said, like, she hasn't even begun really trying to be a top 40 girl. So, like, I'm sure that's coming.
She's just begun.
She's just begun having her divertido,
having her top 40 hits. And we also, speaking of top 40 hits, more like number one hits, Lizzo will be performing.
So I think my prediction is Truth Hurts,
mm-hmm.
but I also think it might be a little medley moment. Like, I think she could do Juice. I think she could do
Good as Hell,
and then Truth Hurts.
Yeah. I could see a trio song moment.
Because she, for the Grammys, it was like honoring... I think, is she also Best New Artist?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it would make sense to have a little flavor of all of it. It could just end up being Truth Hurts, because it's like, that's the one that really took over. That's going to be good. I already, like...
Another big moment for her.
She loves to do a reference, like a sister act or a mm-hmm. Madonna reference. So I'm hoping for another pop culture reference that's really fun and smart. But yeah, she's going to kill it.
Have you seen her on TikTok?
Oh, have you seen like the latest one with her at the guy's waist?
No, I haven't seen that one.
That one's a lot. But
oh.
She,
but I really like the little bag one.
The little bag is so good.
It's so funny. The little tiny purse where she's
really
just pulling all the shit out of it.
It's
an actress.
An actress. She's really killing TikTok because she stepped away from Twitter, so she has more time for TikTok. She's been
choreographing. It's a better place to be.
It certainly is. So yeah. In the meantime, watch her on TikTok.
I still haven't posted on TikTok yet.
You know, it's a scary feeling.
I want to, but I'm convinced that the app is stealing all your data.
Well, it's definitely stolen our faces. Like the government has our face IDs.
And that is why I use my Memoji face for anyone who's wondering.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure,
have
like,
you seen all that new, well, this is,
well, but all those, like, which, you know, the, like, which spirit animal are you, and the rotates and tells you which one, like, I'm sure they're stealing your face while you're sitting there like an idiot looking at it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, you know, it's the future. Great.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
See you in Black Mirror.
Literally.
Ashley O.
Oh my God. Ashley O should perform.
I wish.
Could you?
You know, they always.
Is Ashley O over?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's recording right now. And, you know, they always pull a last minute stunt of an announcement. So you never know. Miley might still perform.
It could be fun if she pulled an Ashley O moment on tour.
Mm.
Like, referenced it. She has to reference it. It's such a good pop song.
That would be great.
If she put on a wig. She used to do that with Hannah Montana.
Oh my God. Two wigs.
Yeah. Literally.
Literally.
I just want to hear
it's a double wig reveal.
Yeah. Ashley, too.
That should happen for sure.
Well, manifest it.
Manifesting that.
Next up, we have, let me change the name here because I wrote. Sorry.
What's this name here?
I spelt it wrong.
Yep. Camilla. Okay.
Yes. Brad wrote canola.
Oh, I wrote that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think she's just going to do probably.
I actually don't think she's going to do Senorita.
No.
I think she'll do one of the romance.
Can I make a confession?
Songs. What?
The song that was like, my, what's that one?
My, oh my.
Yeah, that was stuck in my head the other day.
Well, the thing is, it's really taken off on TikTok.
It's really catchy.
She could do that.
Yeah.
I don't know that she needs to make a serious state. She's also been like pretty quiet since the scandal. Since the late, you know? So it's like, I don't think she should do it, but like she might be having a serious moment. Who knows? I think it should be my, oh my. It should be just, let's just do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Next up is Ariana, which was actually a bit of a surprise.
Yeah. Because she's tail end of like caboose of Sweetener era.
And she also.
No, not Sweetener, is it?
Yes, Thank You Next era.
Yeah.
Because that came right after. And then she just put out the live album of the Sweetener World Tour.
Which means basically end of the era.
Totally.
Is like.
So the doors are open for her to perform anything from the era or maybe something new, but.
I could see her doing Thank You Next.
Yeah, she could do a big production of it. Or maybe a ballad that she wanted to give more love to or something. I don't know.
All I Want for Christmas Is You. A cover. It goes number one again.
Yeah, honestly. A Christmas and Chill track.
Oh my God. Santa Tell Me. Kaya Tell Me.
Oh my God. You never know these days.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I don't really know. You know, I would think because of Thank You, Seven Rings and all of that.
The Seven Rings
drama. It could be Seven Rings.
Well,
oh, the drama.
Sued, so yeah. That's probably not going to happen.
Mm, yeah. I don't know.
Seven subpoenas.
Seven lawsuits.
Yeah. So rounding out this list, which I don't know if this list is complete. I apologize. There's probably someone that we're missing.
Yeah, there's still more being announced. Yeah, anyway.
You know, we don't really like talking about men on here.
Yeah.
So the most surprising, at least for me,
well,
I don't know about you.
I'm about to rain on your parade, but go ahead.
Oh, is Gwen Stefani.
Who will be joined by her husband, Blake Shelton.
Okay, so I'm not excited anymore. Just kidding. So what's the next topic?
I don't even know what they're doing, but now I'm sad.
Ugh.
I know. You know what? We got a little LAMB medley on The Voice.
It's like, okay, there was a song called Yummy released recently.
There was, by an artist I don't remember the name of. But.
And there is another version of Yummy by Gwen Stefani that is
outsold,
leagues better.
I'm feeling yummy. Hand.
It's so good.
It's so good.
The bridge.
Yes. Yes.
With like the mechanical.
It's so good.
Definitely. That's not it.
It's like, that's isn't it? And it's like a demonic like factory.
Yeah.
Okay. We could do a little side by side of the clip unless we get sued.
It's like.
Yeah. Okay. So that sounded a little closer to that.
And it's like.
If we put together all these samples. Yeah. You know what?
Yeah, whatever.
I hear it too. Yeah.
The point is, it's good.
It is good.
And I was hoping that she would do some sort of throwback, but clearly not.
Oh, a yummy takeover.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, you know, we'll have to wait and see. And then talk about it in 3 weeks from now. Yes, right?
Wait, this is a breaking news podcast. 2 weeks from now. Yes. Yeah. So we'll give you the freshest tea in a month.
This is a place for quality Legend. Discussions.
That's right.
We don't need to chase trends.
No, we don't.
Well, I mean, whatever.
We don't.
When you see what we talk about next week, the timeliness, you're just going to be like, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a place
we
for
like
legends.
To be different.
We like unique. To have fun.
Because everyone's going to be talking about the Grammys next week.
Yeah.
But you want to know what? No one's going to be talking about what we're going to talk about.
That's right.
So we're going to stand out.
An artist that should be at the Grammys.
Mm-hmm. Snubbed.
Snubbed.
Equally as vocally talented.
Exactly.
We'll get there next week. See you soon. Also, speaking of next week, even though Moomoo's will not be here, hopefully
maybe so.
Some new music will be here.
Yeah.
Because there are some incomplete, rough demos that have been circulating on the internet.
You know, is it 2007? Because we got demos on the internet. Like, I feel like this never happens anymore. So
no, it really doesn't.
Like, so for the kids listening, MP3s are like songs used to leak and we would download them ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Now everyone's just like, it's going to hit streaming on Friday anyway. Like, right. Nobody cares that much.
No. Do you remember the ones that used to be like, AOL Music, first listen? Or
I was like half expecting that on this one we're about to talk about.
Yeah. Or like, Bad Media, Karma. You remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
What were the other ones? I feel like I just remember the AOL.
AOL
Music.
And that was always like before a Kelly Clarkson or an Ashley Simpson song.
Yeah.
Trying to think of who
what
else.
What are other ones? I think that's it.
New music something. There was like a new music.
What was the, something exclusive. Shit. There was one that was like an exclusive. I forget. The point is that.
That's how we remember certain songs is. AOL first listen.
Actually, though,
for sure.
Speaking of Kelly Clarkson and AOL Music First Listen, do you remember that song that she performed in the AOL Music concert that never came out?
Wait.
Come Here.
She did live.
The unreleased song is called Come Here.
Oh, right. 2005?
Yeah, 2005, Kelly Clarkson from AOL Music Live. It was very ahead of its time. It was like a live stream concert. And then all the fan sites ripped it into MP3s. And it's like, come here, don't waste my time, darling. It was never released.
You're right. You are absolutely right.
Maybe one day. Greatest Hits Volume 2. But
my December, even chillier.
But anyway, back to what we were
talking
about. So,
speaking of leaks.
First up, we have LG6, pregnant with LG6.
Pregnant.
Lady Gags.
11 months and counting, pregnant with LG6, Stephanie Germanotta. It's called Stupid Love.
Yeah.
Or so we think, as she's said Stupid Love. The other thing is, when she was carving pumpkins for Halloween, she had her phone out, and her thing was on iTunes, and it said Stupid Love on it.
Oh, so then it's definitely that.
Yeah. And the speed at which it's being ripped off the internet leads me to believe that they're not just like, oh, it's some Born This Way demo. It's like...
Right. Like, it was probably uploaded somewhere.
Yeah.
And someone hacked it.
Yeah. So, you know, Stupid Love exists in snippet form at this present moment on gay Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And various, you know, I've seen TikToks of it and YouTubes, and it's all taken down within days or seconds.
Yeah. We won't be sharing it because we don't want to get sued.
But we don't.
You can search on Twitter and find it probably somewhere.
But we don't endorse it. And we definitely support buying LG6 when it comes out in 2023.
Yes, we support women.
We support women in this house.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Stupid Love. If I allegedly had heard the snippets, I would say that kind of sounds Born This Way-ish with some very yelping, kind of perfect illusion-y vocals.
Yeah.
Really shouting.
I mean, I need more of it. I can't form an opinion based off of 3 seconds.
No.
And it also just sounds so rough that it's just kind of grating. But like, you know.
You know what? Bad Romance demo leaked right before Bad Romance, and it was like not clear if that was going to be what the song was. So we're going to wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
But
something's coming.
Something stupid is coming. It's a stupid love.
You know, the demo might sound stupid, but I might love it. So I'm not going to form any opinions.
Wow.
Because contrary to what some people think, everyone just thinks I'm a Gaga hater, and that's not true.
No. No, you just have opinions.
Yeah, I know. I just keep...
Last I heard, you were allowed.
I just... I'm a what?
I said last I heard, you were allowed to have opinions.
Oh, I thought you said... Never mind.
Last I heard, you were loud.
Yeah, I just like to have fun. Speaking of fun, I want to go back to the Fame Ball. Terminal 5, iconic.
Yes, Monster Ball was my first.
No, Fame Ball was better.
I know.
Legendary, the bubble dress.
I saw the videos. Yeah.
Oh my God.
True DIY art right there.
Yeah, actually iconic.
But I have to say, the first leg of the Monster Ball, when she's fumbling around on those, she must have fallen 10 times at the Wang Theater in Boston, Massachusetts. She was wobbling and wobbling like a baby giraffe, and I loved it.
Well, because those shoes were like 4,000 feet high.
Oh, yeah. She was just determined, and it was like the stage was like in that slanted perspective.
Oh.
She was just like a fallen, and then on that dentist chair for Paper Gangsta.
Yeah.
You know what? That was a time to be alive.
The Fame deep dive coming eventually.
But not next week.
No, but not next week. Well, what is coming next week, allegedly, apparently, it better be.
Allegedly, yes.
According to Stan Twitter, that were tweeting at me, the Pussycat Dolls, the long-awaited from, what, like 60 days ago at this point?
Yeah, at least it's been at least 83 years.
It's been at least 4 years since we heard this snippet when they performed at the X Factor. React.
Yes, they also sprung a leak, which is actually very on brand for them because the last time they dropped something was 2008. So that kind of, you know, checks out for them to also still be leaking like it's the digital MP3 era.
Yeah.
Now, if I had allegedly heard the full song,
I retweeted it. So go to my Twitter.
We support with it. Yes.
It's not my fault that they waited 2 months.
No, I know.
They should have struck while the match was hot.
Yeah.
And released it right then and there. So it's their fault.
I agree. But I will absolutely give them all my streams when it finally comes out because it sounds amazing so far.
It is fucking fire.
It's better than it had any business of being because you can't just come back after 10 years and still have a good song. That like never happens.
No.
So it's like, oh, you're still making good music and it sounds fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
But it sounds like PCD. It still has like that big, dramatic, like swooping beat.
Yep. Plenty of room for a dance breakdown. And we even saw them do it because some pesky paparazzos were outside their dance studio. And we saw a little bit of the choreography for what was the video.
Yeah.
We saw little rehearsals. For that, and
I'm manifesting that we get all of it next week. I need it.
I hope so.
Because I've been listening to it on that like a Twitter preview, nonstop on loop.
AOL first listen.
Yeah, right. If I say jump, you just say how high.
I'm ready for that. Yeah, there's a lot of anticipation for this, and now it's out there, so they better just hurry it up. But you know, they posted those dance rehearsal clips. Nicole front and center. I do have to say I died at the single art cover and everybody else except for Nicole only has one eye showing.
Did you see the tweet?
It was like she won't even let them have two eyes.
Yeah, she won't even let them have two eyes.
You know what? They got a point.
I kind of like the cover.
Oh, me too. I'm sorry. I love this whole fantasy of her being the center of attention for everything. It's so absurd now. It's just like, sure. Like,
right.
I'll take it.
Do you think they really care?
If they really cared,
they wouldn't do it.
They wouldn't do it. And I've heard or seen even that they are recording like all of them.
Carmeet better get a solo.
Exactly. I don't know. I think it's fine for them.
I would be honored to be a background dancer for a Queen of Pop.
Honestly.
Oh, wait. I didn't. I'm not saying that they're background dancers, what I'm saying is that, like, if I could be like 1/5 of a formation, mm-hmm. I would be like, that's iconic.
Totally. I think they're fine with it. They wouldn't show up if they don't want to do it. And I don't know. I still think just like when they first announced, I think they need to have some sort of conversation with the public and be like, this is how we like it. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, you don't have to keep dragging. Nicole's the leader of the show and that's how we like it.
Right.
Because it is kind of awkward that no other girl group operates like this.
Yeah. Like, is it true? Yeah, that's true.
Like, no, yeah. There's no girl in the middle consistently. Even Jerry wasn't consistently.
Oh, yeah. No, Spice Girls was all even.
Oh, completely. Yeah. At any given moment, it could have been any of them. You could say they were the lead.
Fifth Harmony.
Just because somebody was acting out doesn't mean that they were necessarily the...
Ow.
But anyway, they're the only ones I can think of. And just because... Even Destiny's Child, just because Beyonce was a superstar, they still split parts and everything. True. So it's like, this is just the most unique setup for a girl group. And I love it.
I think it's
funny.
I'm so excited. I need like a huge dance break moment.
Oh, actually, you know what it is? It's Vanity 6. They're the group that Prince put together. Vanity was the girl. She was the head of the group. Nasty Girl. And that's like what Pussycat Dolls is like the modern version of that. It's like a dance troupe making sexy music. So like, it kind of makes sense. And in fact, if they were like, yeah, we're the new Vanity 6 or whatever, it would... Anyway.
I hope we get a full album.
Oh, me too. I haven't even thought about that, but they're in the recording studio, so something's happening.
I hope.
I've heard rumblings anyway of things that are coming.
Pussycat Dolls featuring Kygo.
Oh, I wish.
I have a dream lineup for the year.
And it's Kygo with the Pussycat Dolls?
Mm-hmm.
I support that dream.
Well, we'll see. Hopefully next weekend, as Moomoo's is hopping on his plane, he'll be streaming React on Spotify.
My God, I wish.
And I'll be shaking.
I hope so. I hope I find them out there.
Oh, it shows up to their dance studio.
What if they're like, you're surprise? Like,
what about Kendall?
Surprise Grammys performers.
Yeah.
I would live.
I need to know what's happening with like their US deal. Like, what are you coming here?
Yeah, I need to know too, because here? I have to decide if I'm booking this flight or not. I said I was going to come, but if you're coming here, I will wait.
Are you going to come and perform on Fallon?
Right.
I hope so. I want it to happen.
Nicole, give us a call. Ugh. Or Ashley, or whoever wants to give us a call.
Yeah.
Carmeet, please.
Well, let's manifest it. R9, PCD
3.
Three.
Yep.
Third time's a charm.
And LG6.
And LG6.
All little bobies popping out this year.
What else is happening? Is it Mandy 3?
Yes, Mandy's in March.
Right. Yep. No, it's Mandy 4.
Mandy, well, yeah, it's actually Mandy, like... 6 or 7.
Oh.
Yeah, because we had our little folk era.
Oh, right.
Wild Hope and...
The Greatest Hits.
Amanda Lee, Greatest Hits, Coverage. So...
Do we think we're getting Hillary Duff Six?
Well, you know what's funny? Last night, Mandy had her first performance of her little residency that I'm going to. Guess who was in attendance?
Who?
Hillary. She was in the crowd just watching.
This is a place for legends.
Legends only.
Okay. Maybe
Can
she'll get inspired.
You imagine?
All well, about you.
A friend of mine who was in the crowd went up to her and said, you should be doing this.
And what'd
to
she say?
To her face. I don't know what she said back, but...
She said, security.
He was then escorted off the premises.
Right. But, she just goes into her monologue promoting Zycam.
Oh, no.
She's like, I'm not doing that anymore. Zycam.
I am preparing healthy meals with Blue Apron.
She's literally an Instagram influencer.
She's
mom.
Such a little influencer mom. It's so funny. But you know what? Get that coin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get those SpawnCon checks. But also get in the studio again. Although, right. We do know she was in the studio with her husband, Matthew Coma, who did some of Breathe In, Breathe Out. And they made a cover song of Third Eye Blind's Never Let You Go, which I think is for somebody else. Like, it's going to be on somebody else's album. But you know what?
With them singing it?
Yeah, with Hillary singing it. Matthew producing it. Well, that's going to slay, whatever that is. But yeah, she did a cover of that. Who knows? Maybe she's inspired to do more. Now, the Lizzie McGuire show was put on hold, however.
Oh, yeah, after two episodes.
A showrunner dropped out. Creative differences, didn't think it was going the way they wanted it to. Now it's on hiatus. There might have been music planned for that. I don't know.
Now, here's what I have to say about that.
Okay.
We have long talked about on here that hype is not good.
No.
How many times have we hyped things or seen people hype things and it's flopped?
Too many times.
Too many times, right?
Yeah.
As I sit here hyping our episode for next week,
right,
which
exactly.
hasn't been recorded yet, which is fine.
But it's going to be our best to date. Anyway.
This is a perfect example of hyping something that was not created yet.
Yes.
Like, it would have been so much more epic if they had silently done this.
Yes.
Locked in 8 episodes and then been like, bam, 8 episodes available now. Lizzie McGuire is back.
Oh my God.
Boom.
The Beyonce
here's a preview,
of Disney Channel.
Here's a trailer. It's back. You can just start watching it now. And
yes.
And now it's just a mess. And now it's like, is it going to even...
Right,
happen.
It's so awkward. They were on TikTok, like, joking on the set, like, with showing off their scripts and stuff, and now it's like, oh, that's not even mm-hmm. happening anymore.
Yeah, we've learned this lesson. The Make Me music video.
Yep.
Britney Jean.
Yep.
What else?
Just everything. Pretty much.
React getting promoted
right.
2 months ago and then not being available and
honestly,
then having to leak.
Mm-hmm.
Girls.
Keep it on lock until you know it's a sure thing.
Mm-hmm. Beyonce everything from now on out.
Yeah.
Finish
to be honest.
It. Get it done. And then post it.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. However, I will say on the opposite side of that, props to them for not going forward with just an okay reboot. Like, if
True.
They thought that this was not really great, but they just wanted to fulfill obligations, they would have disappointed a lot of people. It would have tarnished the brand. Better to not even release it a mediocre product. Like, wait until you believe this is the follow-up to the series.
That's true.
So props to them for having the guts to pull the plug for now. But also, like, stop toying with our emotions.
Yeah.
But I will say that is a better decision than to just fulfill the fan fantasy.
Right.
For sure.
She's got a point.
You know what? Let them make the perfect product.
Speaking of, she's got a point.
She does have a point.
Wendy Williams is going to be on Fallon next week, so
well,
stay tuned.
She's got some points to make about recent... behavior. She's been dragged.
Oh.
For
isn't that like normal though?
Oh yeah. But this time I think she issued an apology for the Joaquin Phoenix commentary.
Oh.
The cleft commentary.
Yes, yes, yes.
Apparently it was so loud that she issued an apology and I didn't really see the whole thing. I think she's also donating to some foundations.
Yeah.
You know what? She gets carried away sometimes. She
That's what she said. I what was that? James. Sorry. I want to tell you what my pitches are for her, but I'm not going to say it.
Oh my God.
I'll tell you later in private.
I'm very excited.
Say a prayer that they happen.
I'm saying all the prayers. I'm sure she's down for whatever.
I hope so.
It's interesting that she's coming around though. Is she touring? Is she...
She's releasing a new album. No.
WW1 is coming.
Yeah, WW1 is coming.
Oh my God.
Do you remember that remix of Wendy Williams
to
If I'm Dancing?
If I'm Dancing really
Iconic.
Went viral because of Wendy.
Yeah. Wow.
So many moments.
All right. Well, James, I feel like that's it for this week.
Yeah. I think so. I think that was everything, you know, just getting ready to fly. And I'm going to see a lot of things, do a lot of things.
Headed to the West Coast.
Not doing an edible this time.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just enjoy a little downtime.
Yeah. Enjoy our lives for the next week.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, we would like to shout out our Patreon Legends Only fans.
Thank you guys
for your
so support. Much for supporting us.
And we hope to have that bonus episode coming soon.
Yes.
You know, might be pushed back a week since certain people are flying away.
Right.
But
it also gives us an opportunity to listen to things.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I think I have the one that I want you to do.
Okay.
But I'm not ready yet.
Okay.
Because I want to have three options because I feel like you're going to be like, I already know that one.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair. I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay. I'll be ready midweek.
Okay. And for those who don't know what we're talking about, just in case, we are, because of a suggestion from one of our listeners, we are going to be swapping an album that we assume the other one has not heard. We have to make sure that they've not heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be giving our first impressions.
Yeah. Oh, it's actually perfect that you're leaving them because then that gives us time. Yeah. Okay, that's great.
I planned that trip specifically for this challenge.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes. and to find Robin Anton and Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing that on our Patreon. It is patreon.com/legendsonly. And yes, thank you all for your support. You are directly supporting our hosting fees and all of that. And it means a lot to us.
It really does.
And there's some bonus episodes there already. If you subscribe, you can get the RSS feed and add it to your podcast preferred app.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
I guess that's about everything that happened this week.
Yeah. And Serena Williams kicks off the Australian Open. So, you know, a lot of legends this week. And we will see you next week.
See you.
With a fun deep dive.
A week.
And then, yes. You know, Grammy commentary. I don't know. Maybe I'll tweet or something.
Yeah, maybe I'll tweet.
We'll
or
see
same.
If our yeah, watch predictions out for, came out
for
true.
The tweets.
Yeah. Wow. Mew Mew's insider.
Yeah. Until next week.
Until next week.
We'll see
we
you
will
soon.
Oh,
no.
What is that? We will see you soon.
Yeah.
Is it the 10-year anniversary of that yet? No, that's next year, right? 2021.
Yes.
10 years of Femme Fatale.
10 years of Femme Fatale.
Oh my God. We already did a deep dive into that though.
Yeah.
On the Britney podcast, episode 2011.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.